You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is the Dom and Jeremy show here at Denver's Mix 100. Time to play some rattle off. First one up today is Tom. Tom, what are you up to today?
Crawling down I-25.
Slow going, huh?
Oh, yeah. You got to love traffic.
Yeah. Gross.
Where are you headed? Why don't you just go back home?
Oh, believe me, I'd love to stay home with my kids right now on a snow day.
You going to work?
Oh, yeah. I'm a service plumber heading up north from south to north from Castle Rock to basically 120th.
You're going to be exhausted today, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good luck, buddy.
I'm anxious. This is my first time playing, so.
You know how it works, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I just hope I don't have a squirrel moment.
Squirrel! I think you'll do fine.
Yeah.
For those of you who are listening for the first time, here's how it works. I'm going to give Tom a category. Then we'll start a timer. It's a very obnoxious 10-second timer. He has only 10 seconds to try to rattle off 5 examples. Here we go, Tomas. The letter I'm giving you is the letter R, as in robot or radar. R. You got it?
Yep.
10 seconds. We need 5 celebrities whose first name begins with R. 5 celebrities whose first name begins with R. Ready and go.
Robin Williams. I'm done. I don't know.
Nobody.
No.
Definitely the 2 Ryans that all the women love.
Sure. I throw a Roseanne in there and Rihanna.
Rachel Ray.
Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, I was not going that route. Rihanna. I was going more political route for famous people.
Darn it, Tom.
Listen.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you taking us along on your long ride from Castle Rock to Thornton. You be careful, all right?
Yes, sir. You guys take it easy. Bye.
See you, bud.
Bye. All right. Tanya or Tanya?
It's Tanya.
What are you doing today?
I just came into the office to work.
You have an echoey office.
I do.
Are we on speakerphone?
No, you're on my headset.
Oh. Take us off that if you don't mind.
Sounds like you're like in a swimming pool, an empty swimming pool or something.
Yeah, just put us on your regular phone.
I wish I was swimming, like in the Bahamas or something.
Way
is that better?
The Bahamas.
Yes, it's better, and yes, we would like to be swimming in the Bahamas as well.
Okay, so by the way, I listened to what the prize was. Very cool prize. I've been listening to your show since, let's see, I have a 27-year-old, and I remember driving to kindergarten, and we would listen to the Mind Vendor is what she would call it.
The Mind Vendor?
Yes. And we'd always try to guess.
Oh, that's cute.
She's 27, and she's been listening since she was in kindergarten, eh?
Yes, it was. We would drive to school.
That is crazy. And it makes, Tanya makes you and me old, so thanks a lot.
No, they're old. We are remaining young.
We are frozen in time.
Young at heart.
Exactly.
Young at
heart. We are frozen in amber like those mosquitoes from Jurassic Park.
No, I'd rather be in a pool in Jamaica, but anyways.
Hey, make up your mind. Bahamas, Jamaica, which way are you going? Come
on. You just want out of town, don't you?
I'll do the Bahamas.
All right.
I haven't been there.
I have not been to I've been to the Caribbean. I have not been to the Bahamas. I think
same.
I have. It is beautiful. And I recommend Paradise Island.
Really?
If you're going to go. Yeah. Why? And I say go stay at that Atlantis Hotel because it's just incredible out there. It's very
it's
cool.
Not just all touristy and everything?
Not really. No.
No?
No, I heard it was. Cool. I heard it wasn't.
It's expensive. It's like $18 for a hot dog. So. You got that. And I suggest that you don't eat there. And I suggest if you're in the Bahamas, you don't get a hot dog.
No. Football team went, and I just remember them saying, you know, slice of pizza and a Coke is like $27.
Yeah. Well, you know, they got to bring everything in by boat.
True. She's wade out into the water with a spear and
catch her. Yeah, get you something.
Exactly.
All right, let's play a rattle off. Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, Tanya, not that this would ever happen to you.
Okay.
But I'm looking for 5 reasons a police officer might pull you over. Five reasons a cop might pull you over. Ready and go.
Okay, flat tire, the light is out, speeding, reckless driving, drunk driving, merging onto a lane without signaling.
Yeah, I think all of those are valid. And you know what? You're a
winner! Da-da-da! Good job!
What's the last time you got pulled over? What was the reason?
It was back. Okay, 1988 was the last time. Was the first and the last time I've ever been pulled over.
Yeah, back in 88.
What?
Yes.
What were you doing?
I was speeding to track in high school.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of interesting. Is that ironic?
It's funny. Yeah, it is.
You're
yeah.
speeding to track.
To track meet. And
yeah, I understand.
I tried. And it was right down the street, and I asked him, I was like, is there no way you could escort me? Can you drive me there? But he wasn't buying it.
Escort me. I put the lights on.
I'm late.
And
I'm late. Yeah. That's great.
What was your event in traffic? In track that you were so good at?
Well, I wasn't good, but I just had to be there for the team because I was this scrawny girl and I had like no muscle legs. I was like this twig, but I still did it just to put on a college application. But it was what
hurdles?
Is it? No, I couldn't do that. It was like the 200 and the 400, and where they passed off the baton, and I don't know. They just threw me like
relay.
Somewhere in the mix. Yes, yeah.
The 200 relay, and you were like number two or number three or something.
They threw me in somewhere.
Well, did it help get you into college?
You know, it did. I put it on
I
put it on my.
It does. It looks good on the resume. You're a team player.
They were going through your resume, and then you go, this is Tanya. She's scrawny, but she's a team player.
Let's just pick her. I feel sorry for her. She doesn't look like she was a winner.
Oh, no.
You're a winner in our eyes, Tanya.
Thank you.
Listen, if you will please stand by. And thank you for listening for so, so long to this show. We really appreciate
it. I literally cannot wait to call my daughter and say, guess what I won.
How cool.
That's super cool. What's your daughter's name?
Devin.
All right. Devin. Well, Tanya and Devin, thank you for listening. If you'll stand by, Josh will tell you all about it, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well.
Too.
Thank you. We have the greatest listeners on the planet.
It's a good winner right there.
And Randoloff is brought to you by Screwball Spirits. If you didn't get through today or didn't get a chance to play and win, don't worry about it. We'll play again tomorrow morning at 9.